Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Live on location, we are at Ford Hall, courtesy Contract Equipment Limited. Bob Stauffer here. Our engineer is Angie Quinnell. Back in the 630 Chad Studios, Brendan Escott and Kellen Kennedy. Just before we went to break, Oilers Game Day Trivia presented by Pro-Am Sports, your fan cave specialist. All correct answers entered to win this month an autographed Stuart Skinner jersey from Pro-Am Sports. Visit them online at or in Edmonton on St. Albert Trail. It's a relatively easy one for you. Pierre-Luc Dubois was selected third overall by the Columbus Blue Jackets in 2016. Who did the Edmonton Oilers take fourth overall that year? Of course, the correct answer is Jesse Puljujärvi, and Chayden knew that, so he's entered to win the draw for the Stuart Skinner autographed jersey at Pro-Am Sports, who, by the way, they still have Jesse Puljujärvi product if you're looking for it at Pro-Am Sports. I know that recently they've added Stuart Skinner and Vincent Desharnais. Corey Perry shortly as well. Yes, of course, last season of Andrew Kane and Matthias Ekholm were amongst some of their signings as well. All right, you can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort and Casino, open 24/7, 365. Excitement, bet on it. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet Brendan Escott, who's back at the 630 Chad Studios, at Brendan with two E's. Escott with two T's. We go to the Oilers Now injury report for James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. It's this simple. Edmonton's completely healthy. We will tell you that the Oilers did send Philip Broberg back down. He is expected to play tonight for Bakersfield. They play Ontario. That game is in Ontario, and then Saturday, game two of that series is in Bakersfield. I'm going to that game. The Oilers, of course, are in L.A. for games Friday night and Sunday. Brendan Escott, by the way, will be hosting tomorrow's show as the team will be flying during the course of the mid-afternoon. Let's get to it. The Edmonton Oilers and the Los Angeles Kings, and we go to the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Huge selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
Here's Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch's approach to tonight.
I think the most important thing is we do more of what we did. There's going to be adjustments that we want to make. There wasn't a perfect game by us. I thought there was a lot of things we did well, but there's some reminders for our guys on this is what LA's really good at, this is what we need to do, and the biggest thing is just to anticipate LA coming out and being much better tonight.
Knobloch took over. Edmonton was 30th in the league in goals against. Under Knobloch, who posted a 45-18-5 record in the 68 games that he coached, the Edmonton Oilers ended up with a goals against average of 2.68, which was fifth in the league. Here's Knobloch on how Edmonton defended in game number one.
You know, I don't think we're ever completely happy with our game. I think there's always areas to improve. But I think we were in a position to defend less just because of how well we moved the puck. We made really good decisions. Very few turnovers, and that's usually where you're in a position to defend. So I just want us to play a fast, up-tempo game so we're not in those positions.
And one of the things that is part of Knobloch's personality is his calmness, and he had this to say on that balancing act between the players having the right energy but also remaining calm.
Yeah, I think it's most important. I think this time of year, it's as a coach, it's not pushing your guys to get excited and elevating their game for the game. Raising their emotions. There's so much adrenaline, excitement for a playoff game, especially early in a series. It's mostly about calming emotions, making sure they're focused, and playing their game as much as possible.
One of the things that helped Edmonton go 3-for-4 on the power play in game number one was how dominant Leon Draisaitl was on the circle. He had a lot of success. Here is Chris Knobloch.
Well, last night on the power play, we were very good on the power play. I know Leon won a lot, and I think he got tossed out one of them. He did lose one of them, which we were able to recover, which led to, I believe, our first power play goal. But one, I think there's mention about his stick. His the blade of a stick is so big and flat that helps him. I think another one is how strong he is. He's a very powerful man, which helps him, but also the skill aspect of it, being able to time it and understanding what the other centerman's trying to do. He's pretty good at figuring that out.
And Corey Perry has played 197 career playoff games. And he's got poise and veteran guile and terrific game management. Here's Chris Knobloch.
Well, one, just the way he interacts with the referees on, communicating with them about calls and what's not getting called, distracting the opponent, whether it's a scrum or just a little extra shot or finishing their check. Chirp, talk on the ice, and motivating teammates, making sure they're staying focused. And he might notice a guy who's getting distracted. He's good at getting them back in line and telling them what they need to do for their next shift. There's a lot of things. He's seen a lot of hockey games. Approaching 200 playoff games. He knows all the tricks of the trade.
All right, that is Chris Knobloch. The Edmonton Oilers taking on the LA Kings tonight. For Leon Draisaitl, he wants the team to build and continue on their strong home ice play.
They're going to come out a lot harder. They're going to check a lot tighter. We know that. We're aware of that. For us, it's just a matter of finding our game again, and then just one-upping their intensity. We know this is going to be a tighter game, tighter checking game, so we'll make sure we're ready for it.
All right, so you hear Leon there, and he says they're ready to take on the LA Kings site, and it's interesting. Edmonton started the season struggling on the road under Jay Woodcroft. They lost at home in game number two of the season, 4-3, in a game in which they outshot the Canucks 41-16. So they had an 0-1 start, lost in overtime to Winnipeg. That put them to 0-1-1. Then they lost games to the Rangers, 0-2-1, beat the Flames. That improved them to 1-2-1, and then lost to Dallas and Nashville at home, 1-4-1 under Jay Woodcroft. They finished the year 28-9-4. Which means they were 27-5-3, 27-5-3 under Chris Knobloch at home under Jay Woodcroft, Edmonton Oilers, and the LA Kings. And let's try that one again, see if we can get Leon's comments on continuing the strong home ice play.
From the beginning of the year, wanted to make this a hard place for teams to come in and beat us, and thought we've done a pretty good job of that this season. Obviously, looking to continue that tonight and further into the playoffs. So, obviously, fans, especially in the playoffs, are big. And as we all know, they've been amazing for us the last couple of years here in the playoffs. So, yeah, just looking to continue that.
LA Kings play a very passive 1-3-1. It's almost a 1-1-3 in the neutral zone. Today, Draisaitl was asked to scoring first force the Kings to change their game.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but if we score 3 or 4 minutes in, their game isn't going to change overly much. They're not going to, with 5 minutes into the game, open up the floodgates and just go for it. That's not how it works. So goals are big, first goals are big, but I think you got two very mature teams going at it that whoever scores first, the other team is just going to try and find their game and push for the next one.
That's Leon Draisaitl. He's got 32 goals, 79 points in 50 career playoff games. Draisaitl also talked a bit about the Oilers' ability to stay calm.
That's part of maturity, what I talked about a couple of days ago. You know, in the playoffs, things get louder and everything seems a little bit more amped up and situations seem bigger than maybe they are. But, you know, just staying composed and not taking unnecessary penalties, undisciplined penalties is key in the playoffs. And game one, we did a good job of that. But, you know, this is a marathon, right? We got to do this every single game, every night.
All right, Leon Draisaitl, like Connor McDavid, really impressed with Corey Perry.
Guy's won anything you can win. He's been in any situation you can possibly be in hockey, and he's just a gamer. He is. His game management is the best I've ever seen. You know, away from the puck, with the puck, in between whistles. Yeah, he's very nice to have him on our side.
All right, that's Leon Draisaitl. He was talking about Corey Perry. Perry was asked today, as we go back in the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, he was asked about when and how to engage physically.
Well, that's one thing you can't really do is respond after a whistle, because you've seen, you know, throughout the playoffs, throughout the first few games, that they are calling it, you know, right away. It's a balancing act, and like I said, you just got to pick your spots, and it'll fall where it falls.
And Perry added an additional perspective on how to irritate the opposition.
I don't know. It's just something that, you know, it's always been ingrained in me, and you know, it's just something I have fun with, and it's part of the game within the game.
It's part of the game within the game. That is Corey Perry of the Edmonton Oilers, and he does expect LA to bring a better effort tonight.
You have to meet or match your intensity. You know that they're going to come out. They're down 1-0. There's no secret there. So you know that they're going to come out. They're going to be a little better than they were the other night. And you got to be better than you were the other night.
There you go. You got to be better than you were the other night as well. That's Corey Perry of the Edmonton Oilers. All right, guests and Oilers now receive gift cards to Japanese Village. Save $10 off and all certified Angus Beef New York Steak dinners. For more information, visit jvedmonton.ca. It is 5:18 in Edmonton. When we come back in Oilers Now, we'll hook up with Oilers forward Adam Henry.
Adam, you did something that set a new record, which speaks volumes of your longevity as an NHL player. 4,333 days in between NHL playoff goals, which is a testament to how good you are to stay in a league that long. But maybe how, you've been with a couple organizations that struggled a bit. What did it mean for you? And it was a heck of a shot, but just to contribute the other night.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it felt great. I mean, I had no clue as far as the record went, but I did have kind of a laugh after thinking about it and seeing it, but because it doesn't seem that long ago, you know. Yeah. But when you put it in the numbers, it seems like a long time ago. So certainly nice to first be back in the playoffs and experience the atmosphere here and you know what it means to the city and the fans to play in these meaningful games and the group in the dressing room too. So, and then to be able to have an impact on the game and to produce, and you know, certainly felt great personally. Just continue to build that confidence within my own game, and for me, I don't really focus on the end result, more of the process of everything in my entire game. So to be able to get on the score sheet in game one was nice, and hopefully can build off of that.
It was the type of goal where people were like, you know what I mean? Like, because it was a heck of a shot. But the one thing that I found interesting is how you've scored your goals here. Yes, you've gone to the net, but it's also knowing when to go to the net and be that net front presence. And is that something that has acquired simply? Like, have you always had the instinctual ability to get there, or have you gotten better at it over time? Because there's some guys that are, 6'2" and 220 pounds, and they actually end up boxing themselves out of scoring opportunities because they arrive too early or they get their stick turned the wrong way. You, conversely, seem to be able to go at the right time.
Yeah, I think it over the years. have been able to get better at it. A lot of my goals are scored in and around the net. So, you know, learning when to be there, I think, is key. And then how to get there, too. You know, a lot of defensemen are big guys. You have to try and get inside of them, spin off of them, and then be able to find that little bit of space to present yourself or present your stick. So it's not just a matter of getting there and staying there and that sort of thing. I think arriving at the correct time, you know, when there's a play to be made and that sort of thing. So it's certainly something that I try to focus on, and it certainly is a big aspect of my game, you know, in trying to contribute or, you know, even create those scrambles and those second and third opportunities maybe for me or a line mate.
It's not like they haven't played you with some good players here. What, you know, with all due respect to the guys you played in Anaheim, you're not playing with the most advanced hockey player that has ever lived. We have never seen a guy this fast, this skill before.
Yeah. and I've been on the other side plenty, playing against Connor, and you know, there's no easy way or there's no real answer on how to defend him. So it's really nice to be on the good side of things now, and get an opportunity to play with him for, you know, a few games before the playoffs was good to kind of get your feet wet and to try and build the chemistry, because sometimes it does take a little while with certain guys. But with a guy like him, you know, you're just trying to, you don't have to create much space for him. He's going to create his zone, and if you can find a way to get open or to help create a little bit of more space for him to do his thing, you know, you're going to be able to take advantage of that. So for me, you know, my game really doesn't change much. It's just a matter of making sure the feet are going, making sure you get into open space where he can find you and make things easier. And then again, too, the defensive side of the puck as well. So I think, you know, having two centermen on the line is always a positive. And, you know, it's certainly been a lot of fun being on that line so far. And hopefully we can continue to build that.
You guys probably should have won that game 6-2, you know, 6-1, 6-2. They got some lucky breaks. You know they're going to be better tonight.
Yeah, you know, and it's that same thing, I think, for us. We have to raise our desperation level. I thought we did a good job coming out at the start of the game in that first period, you know, attacking and playing how we wanted to play and establishing our game. So I think, you know, game two, they're going to have their desperation level is going to be up, and we're going to have to raise ours to match that or be above that too, and to play our game and to get to our game. So it's going to be a fun challenge, but one we're looking forward to.
All right, that is the Edmonton Oilers. Adam Henrique, Bob Stauffer with you on Oilers Now, live in location at Fort Hall for our friends at Contract Equipment Limited. Pierre LeBrun from TSN and The Athletic, one of the most plugged-in men in the business, when we return on Oilers Now at about 5:35.